Hey, thanks for listening to today's Marlins Rewind. Today's Fish Family bonus code is postseason, one word. That's because today in 1997, the Fish clinched their first ever postseason berth with a 6-3 win over the Montreal Expos. Today's Fish Family code, postseason, one word. Last night, the postseason chances for the Marlins took a hit. With the full game rewind, here's Glenn Gaffner.
Well, the Marlins are running out of time. And that sand passing through the hourglass quickly tonight after a 6-3 loss to the Atlanta Braves, who take the first game of this four-game series. After starting this homestand with back-to-back wins over the Nationals, now the Marlins have lost consecutive games. Josh Colemanter making his second start as a Brave tonight. Jose Ureña on the mound for the Marlins. We asked at the outset, which Ureña will we see? The pitcher who threw 8 2/3 of shutout ball against the Dodgers two starts ago, or the man who allowed 7 runs in 2 innings in his most recent start Saturday in Philadelphia? Unfortunately, we got the answer early, and it wasn't the answer we were looking for. Leading off the ball game, Ender Inciarte tripled for the Braves. Man at third, nobody out in the first for Adonis Garcia.
Garcia back into the batter's box. Here is Urania's pitch, and a ground ball past Urania. This will score a run. Picked up by Gordon behind second. Thrown to first for the out. 1-0 Atlanta. Garcia picks up his 46th RBI as Inciarte scores, so that triple paid an immediate dividend.
Well, beginning with the Garcia ground ball, Urania recorded 6 straight outs. He struck out a couple in a perfect second inning. But in the third, things got away from him. A leadoff single by Gordon Beckham. He was sacrificed down to second base by the pitcher Colemanter. Then a walk to Ender Inciarte. 2 men on with 1 out. Adonis Garcia had a little tap right out in front of the plate. And JT Realmuto tracked it down through to first base. Got the out on Garcia with 2 outs. The Braves had men at second and third. First base was open. The red-hot Freddie Freeman, the lefty hitter coming up. Marlins could have walked Freeman and pitched to Matt Kemp instead. They chose to pitch to Freeman, and it didn't work out. Second and third, 2 down. The 1-1 to Freeman. Line drive, right field. The hitting streak is extended. A base hit. 1 run is in. Second man coming home. Stanton's throw to the plate. Not in time. It's a 2-run single for Freddie Freeman, and it's 3-0 Atlanta in the third. Freeman now has it safely in 26 consecutive games. He has reached base safely in 42 in a row. Freeman extending those streaks. Our move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Now, I mentioned they could have worked around Freeman and gone after Kemp. Pitching to Freeman didn't work out. As it turned out, pitching to Kemp didn't work out either. Urania, the 1-0 to Kemp. High drive, deep left field. Ozuna's going to watch it go. It's up into the bleachers above the Braves' bullpen. A 2-run homer. Urania getting shelled again. 5-0 Braves. Well, you got Nick Markakis to finally end that third inning, but 7 men to the plate, 4 runs on 3 hits and a walk. And Urania's night for the second start in a row was short. 3 innings tonight, 4 hits, 5 runs. He walked 1, struck out 3, allowed the Kemp home run for Urania. 48 pitches, 29 strikes. And an early shower. In the bottom of the third, Marlins finally broke through against Colemanter with 2 outs and nobody on. D. Gordon tripled his 6th 3-base hit of the season. So he was at third for Marcell Ozuna. Pitch to Ozuna as a ground ball to the left of the shortstop. Beckham lunges for it, has it, gets up, throws to first, and Freeman can't dig it out. Ozuna's safe. Gordon scores. It's a 5-1 game. The infield single for Marcell Ozuna, the first of 2 hits he had in this ball game, put the Marlins on the scoreboard. But the Braves would eventually get that run back. Just Nicolino worked 2 perfect innings in relief of Urania. Mike Dunn came on to pitch the 6th inning after he struck out Freddie Freeman. He went after Matt Kemp.
Kemp swings and drives a ball high and deep to left off Mike Dunn. It is going to be out of here and into the Clevelander. Second home run of the night for Matt Kemp. His 33rd of the year and a 6-1 Atlanta lead.
So Matt Kemp with the 2-home run night, his 2nd of the season, the 10th of his career. He flexed his muscles in this ball game, and in the 7th inning, trailing 6-1 with the bases empty and 1 out, the Marlins' JT Realmuto flexed his. Nephi Ogando's in the Marlins' bullpen right now. JT, first ball swinging, high drive, deep left center. Kemp's at the wall, looking up. Goodbye, home run up near the Budweiser bowtie bar. That's the longest we've seen JT Realmuto hit. his 11th of the season. That's a new career high, and it's a 6-2 game. Now, Colemanter would come back to get Echevarria and pinch hitter Ichiro in that seventh inning. Marlins got the one, but they were done at that point, trailing 6-2. Colemanter done at that point as well, but boy, did he do a nice job for the Braves. Again, making just his second start. He'd been purchased from the Cubs, where he was pitching in AAA. In his second Atlanta start, Josh Colemanter, the former D-back, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. He walked 2, struck out 4, allowed the JT home run, 106 pitches, 63 strikes. Chaz Rowe, who pitched at AAA for the Marlins in 2014, got the 8th for the Braves, looking to protect that 6-2 lead. He walked the first man, D. Gordon, after Marcelo Zuna struck out. D. was on at first base for the former Brave, Martin Prado. The league leader in double plays grounded into, and now he shoots one in the air, center field. Inciarte racing back. It's over his head, going to go to the wall. Inciarte played it as though he's going to make the catch. D. had to hold up. He's around third coming to the plate, and the throw won't be in time. An RBI double for Martin Prado. He knocks in his 71st of the season. And the Marlins have cut the Atlanta lead in half now, 6-3. Now, Christian Yelich grounded out. That got Prado to third base. But when pinch hitter Derek Dietrich was hit by a pitch, Marlins got the tying man to the plate against Chaz Rowe with 2 outs in the 8th. But Justin Bour flew out to left, ending the threat. It was a 6-3 game. Nick Whitgren and Hunter Cervenka combined in a scoreless top of the 9th inning. In the bottom of the 9th, Mauricio Cabrera came on to try to close it out for Atlanta. He walked the first man, Real Muto. JT was a race on a fielder's choice. Adani Echevarria was at first with 1 out. He was a race on a fielder's choice off the bat of Ichiro. Ichiro at first with 2 outs, and he would be a race on a fielder's choice off the bat of D. Gordon. That's how this one ends tonight. Atlanta 6 and Miami 3. Marlins go down quietly in the 9th. For the Braves, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 4 men left. For Miami, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Marlins strand 7. Josh Colemanter, the winner. He's 3-0 in the season overall. 2-0 in 2 starts as a Brave. Jose Urania, the loser, 4-8. Mauricio Cabrera with his 5th Major League save. Time of the game was 2 hours 46 minutes, and a crowd of 22,086 goes home disappointed. Braves have won 6 in a row, matching their season best for the 3rd time. They improved to 62-91 on the season. They're now 36-42 on the road. Atlanta's won 14 of its last 22. Braves are 10-6 against the Marlins this year, including a 5-1 mark here at Marlins Park. As for the Marlins, well, they fall to 76-77, a game under 500 with a setback tonight. And they have now lost the season series to Atlanta, trailing 10-6 with 3 to go. They have lost the season series to the Mets, trailing 10-6 with 3 to go. They lost the season series to the Phillies, 10 games to 9, no more games with Philadelphia. They're 8-8 with the Nationals with 3 to go. So Miami has to win 2 out of 3 in Washington to close out the season, or else the Marlins will lose the season series against each of its 4 division rivals, the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Nationals. They still have a shot against the Nationals. If they can take 2 of 3 or even sweep that series to end the year, they're 8-8 with 3 remaining.
Tonight we'll do it again at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff starts the broadcast at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck. Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn, and Glenn Geffner take the live play-by-play at 7:10. Andrew Cashner on the mound for the Fish, Matt Whistler for the Braves in game 2 of 4 this weekend. It's the final Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Get tickets at marlins.com. Come see us at the ballpark. If you can't make it, listen at MLB.com. Use the MLB at Bat app. Tune your radio to 940 Winds in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.